This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says there's no need right now for a national shutdown, even as another state orders its residents to stay home. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says it pains him, but he's telling all 9 million residents not to go out. California, New York, and Illinois, among others, have done the same, and Murphy's urging other governors to follow suit.
We cannot run the risk of residents from one state simply moving their parties or their shopping habits across state lines.
The Trump administration's been knocking down Facebook posts and text messages that a national quarantine is coming. The president says states in middle America may only have a few cases and don't need to lock down.
It may be a time, I hope that never happens, where we need to take very drastic action. But right now, that's not in the same ballpark.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Congressional and White House negotiators resumed top-level talks Saturday on the ballooning $1 trillion-plus economic rescue package. The Senate convened the rare weekend session with the aim of drafting the package Saturday, holding an initial vote Sunday, and winning Senate passage on Monday. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said everyone must act in the country's best interest.
More Americans are being laid off every day. More small businesses are being forced to shed payroll every day. Our nurses and doctors are running lower on key supplies every day.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin began negotiations with McConnell, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, and senators from both parties, using McConnell's GOP offer as a starting point. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said on Saturday that all Italian businesses must close until April 3rd, with the exception of those essential to maintaining the country's supply chain. Statement comes after Italy closed all parks and banned citizens from going out except for necessities like food. This is VOA News. Air raid sirens sounded in Jordan, and Iran's death toll continued to climb as countries across the Middle East sought to stem the outbreak of coronavirus. And one of the strictest measures yet, Jordan has ordered all shops to close and all people to stay off the streets until at least Tuesday, when it plans to announce specific times for shopping. Another 123 people died of COVID-19 in Iran, bringing the country's overall toll to 1,556 and 20,610 cases. Egypt announced that all museums and archaeological sites, including the famed pyramids at Giza, will be closed from Monday until the end of March. Egypt also announced a temporary suspension of Friday prayers and other congregations in all mosques. Syria said it was also suspending all recruitment as well as penalties for those avoiding mandatory conscription until April 22nd. North Korea on Saturday welcomed what it said was a letter from U.S. President Donald Trump to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, saying it was a sign of the special and very firm personal relations between the two leaders despite recent frictions. North Korea state media said Kim had received a letter from Mr. Trump in which the U.S. president said he was impressed by the North Korean leader's efforts to defend his people from the coronavirus. A senior Trump administration official confirmed the president did in fact send a letter and called it consistent with his efforts to engage global leaders during the ongoing pandemic. Since President Trump held a third summit with Kim last June and briefly stepped into North Korea from the demilitarized zone with South Korea, no progress has been made on the U.S. president's bid to get Pyongyang to give up its nuclear and missile programs. Fans are remembering the life of music legend Kenny Rogers, who died over the weekend.
Rogers, a Grammy Award-winning singer whose career stretches back 7 decades, actually started in a jazz band before he went solo in the 1970s. He became best known for iconic songs like The Gambler and his duet with Dolly Parton called Islands in the Stream. But as his age caught up with him, he was forced to step back. He canceled the last leg of his farewell tour 2 years ago over health concerns. Rogers' family says his funeral will be a small and private ceremony out of concern for the coronavirus outbreak. Kenny Rogers was 81 years old.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. You can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.